How you guys doing? The rim a couple times. It was fun. Actually, I think it might have had one or two blocked, but it was fun. No, it's a great city we have here. It was a lot of fun to go out there and play a little bit. Everybody was. What's that? Well, I mean, I have no question. When you look at Mark and his physique, you can just picture the jump shot that he had. I picture him as a mid-range guy, really not stepping outside the arc too much. Pretty nice handles. I mean, if there was an alternate logo for the NBA, I think it'd be Mark Berman.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
John, I mean, obviously you had to do some damage in the post yourself.
I'm a power forward. Do you ever think about all the great defensive linemen that played in this state in the Hall of Fame, like Randy White, Bob Lilly, Elvin Bethea, Curly Culp, just a few?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about those guys, and have you ever thought about the greatness that you could achieve or have and can continue to achieve that kind of greatness?
I think there's been an unbelievable amount of players that have played at such a phenomenal level in the state. I mean, you just named a ton of them. There's been so many guys that have come through here. I'm very fortunate to have an opportunity to go out there and try and create my own, you know, whatever you want to call it. But that's what the beauty of it is you never know when it's going to end. And one thing about all those players is they played for a long time and you sustain success for a long period of time. For me, all I can do is what I have with the time that I've had so far. So I've had 5 years in this league, and I've just tried to do as much as I can with those 5 years, and I'm going to try and continue to do what I can do. But we were just talking about this today a little bit. You know, if you want to be the best version of yourself that you can be, you can't compare yourself to other people. I can't go out here and say, I want to be better than this guy, I want to be better than that guy, I want to be on top of this list, that list. I want to go out there and create the best player that I can create to be the best for my team and help my team win games. So all that I can do is create the best possible player, the best possible JJ to go out there and play. That's all I can do. I can't try and be this guy or that guy. I just have to be the best me and go out there and try and help my team win.
JJ, what have you seen from Devin Still on the field? And what's it been like getting to know him and also his daughter, the kind of relationship you guys are building?
Yeah, Devin's great. He's a hard worker. I said it before, he asks a lot of questions. He's very inquisitive. He wants to learn. He's a good guy. And obviously, the first chance I got to meet his daughter was out in San Francisco. She is just, I mean, she's special. She's very cute. We sat together on the bus on the way back from the awards show. So we got to spend some time together. She's very cute and a special little girl. So we're excited to have her here in Houston as well. And I know the Houston community is going to welcome her with open arms, that's for sure.
Who has more fun with interception returns, you or Vrabel?
Vrabel, no question. He relishes in that opportunity, which is great. But I mean, shoot, they're fun for everybody. They're the absolute best, and AJ's been getting quite a few of them, so it's been a lot of fun out there for us. It's a great ride, but I was also tired. He's played very, very well. He's had an unbelievable spring so far. He's a guy that he's always trying to learn. He's always trying to get better. I think his confidence right now is through the roof, as it should be with the way he's playing. And I think the more that he can build on that confidence, the better he's going to be. But I think he's played really, really well, and he's doing some tough duty. You know, he's covering some great receivers.
Do you get a chance to look at any of the data that comes from the Catapult stuff, and are you interested in what they're collecting and what information they have?
Yeah, I do get a chance to look at the information. You know, for that, you kind of need a bigger body of work to really get a solid cluster of data before you can really analyze and assess how you can make it better. So I am looking forward to using that. I think the one thing that I would say is that a lot of us have been kind of doing that on our own without necessarily hard data our whole lives. You know, as an elite athlete, that's kind of your job, is to assess your body, assess your performance on a daily basis and figure out how you can improve it. So that's just another thing that we're adding that can help us in that category, but that's kind of something we've already been doing.
Have you ever, like in your own personal workout time, used any sort of technological help to analyze your own performance or your own body?
A little bit here and there, but I definitely wouldn't say I've relied on it too much. You know, I think there's a definite use for technology and training and everything. I think it's important. There's no question. But I also think there's a very big component that just an athlete knows their body. Listen to your body. Train your body how you know to train. And that's the one thing about athletes is everybody's different. There's no set way for every single athlete to train. We're all very different. So I think it comes down to what each guy needs. And if you feel like you can use it, use it.
Did you have fun at the soccer game last night and hanging out with your new friend, Chicharito, a little bit more?
Yeah, no. I saw something I've never seen before in my life. When the Mexico team scored a goal, people just showered the field with beer, popcorn. I've never seen that in my life. And the security just, I was standing in the tunnel watching the game. The security just came and stood right next to me. Like, nobody was doing anything about it. I've never seen anything in my life. I don't encourage our fans to do that, but it was wild. I mean, whoever was there, if any of you saw it, it was, I mean, people were throwing it from the top deck. And you know that's not hitting the field. So that's definitely hitting somebody. But the atmosphere was electric. I know that there's a chance that USA could play here in a few days, so I think that would be incredible. It was a lot of fun, and I hope, obviously, that USA makes it pretty far.
After this week, you'll have about 5-6 weeks off. How will you spend that time? OB talked about staying conditioned but trying to get away from football. Is that possible for you?
Yeah, I just hope I can stay conditioned during that period of time. No, I am. I'm going to be training. I'm going to be doing a few things here and there. You know, this break is always a good chance to reconnect with family and friends. Also, take care of some business things to get stuff out of the way. I don't like to do much during the season, so we knock out a lot of stuff right now. But then it's a lot of training. It's training and getting back to hanging out with family and friends, because once the season starts, it's go time for the next 6-7 months. Yes, Wisconsin will be my home base for the most part.
JJ, like most guys on a football team, there's only so much you can do that totally directly impacts winning and losing. As you head into your sixth year, you've always tried to just do everything you can do to help the team. How do you, or do you, rationalize any combination or any relationship between the two of everything you can do versus how much this team can win?
I'm not sure I fully understand the question.
You've been to the playoffs 3 of the 5 years, obviously. That's
right.
That's what you're trying to do. Is
right.
There anything, I mean, you've won Defensive Player of the Year a bunch.
Right.
Is there anything else you think that can be done to make this team better?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always more you can do. I think, I assess myself every day. I think if you're asking specifically about me, I think that there's plenty of things I can do. Like I've said before, when I watch the film, I don't watch the good plays. I mean, the good plays are there. They're great. Everybody sees the highlights. I click over those. I watch the bad plays. I see how can I improve on the things that I've struggled with. Why did I lose my gap on this play? Why didn't I get a sack on this play? So you try and watch those plays and learn how you can improve as a player. And then you're always trying to evolve your game. There's so many great players in this league. You want to learn and grow as much as you can and gain as much information as you can so that you can improve your own game. Trust me, any great athlete will tell you that if you don't keep trying to improve your own game, that's when you begin your decline. That's when you're on the backside of your career. So I'm always trying to find ways to make myself better.
When you go back to Wisconsin and start training, do you up the competitiveness with Derek, your little brother, this time and prepare him for taking on NFL defensive linemen? I'm sure you've taken a little bit easier when he was in college, but now you amp it up a little bit?
I have never taken it easy on him a day in his life. That's the best part about my brothers and I is the competitive atmosphere, the spirit that we have between each other. At the end of the day, it's all love and everything, but when we're in the middle of a workout, there's no fiercer competition than between us three. It doesn't matter if it's a med ball toss, a box jump, a bench. We're competing as hard as we can every single time, and I think that's part of the reason that we've had success is because of that atmosphere that we've bred and the culture that we've built in that family of trying to just, you know, every single day be the best you can. And I mean, somebody has to win, and I mean, I won't say who generally wins, but he likes black hats with a letter H on them. So,
JJ, you coming off playoff third time, considering the moves you guys have made on offense, and you were third in defense with maybe only one new starter, should this be the Texans' best team since you've been here?
That's for people like you to write about, John. All I can do is control what I can control and go out there every single day and try and be the best teammate that I can be, help lead as much as I can, and try and do the best that we can as a team. And I think we've learned a lot from the last couple of years. I think we learned a lot from last year with the way we started to the way we finished in that transition. I've been fortunate. You know, my first 2 years here were really good years. I mean, some of the teams we had then. So it's just a matter of going out there and performing and raising the level of expectation. I think our expectation level is high, as it should be. Because of the guys that we have, because of the moves we've made, we want to create a culture where that expectation is extremely high, because that's how you gain success, is by creating a level and then living up to that. And that's our job now. We have no excuses. It's our job to live up to that expectation that we've created for ourselves, and we're looking forward to doing that. I mean, we have some great fans. We have a great city here that loves the game of football, and we want to deliver that city what they are looking for. So it's our job to go out there and do it. I think we've done a great job so far this spring, but it comes down to training camp. It comes down to the games and our execution. So we put that on our shoulders, and we look forward to that challenge. Thank you, guys.